You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Proudly sponsored by Red Bar and Chi.
Indeed it is. Campbell, how are you, mate?
I'm great. A little bit jet lagged, but surviving, you know.
Explain.
I was over in Istanbul. I got some family there.
As you do.
For the holidays.
You don't look of that origin.
No. Oh, they like, I'm from New Zealand.
Yeah. I'm from New Zealand.
New Zealand.
What's up with the fam over there?
My mum got a good job at an international school.
Rad.
Move on over.
It's so cool when you got family in other parts of the planet. Being a New Zealander, you know, living on a tiny little island in the middle of nowhere, it's kind of handy, yeah?
Good reason to go somewhere else, eh? Yeah, it was nice and snowy.
One of the best tiny little islands, though, should we say?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
What's on the menu today? The hardware is absolutely beaut. Obviously, a product of your sort of shopping expeditions as well over in Istanbul.
That's right. I found a nice little tea set that's made out of like metal and glass and things like that.
It's just lovely little patterns and stuff.
Yeah.
It actually just looks like a disassembled bong, if I'm honest.
Oh, wow.
But that's great too.
Easy way. Yeah.
I looking at? Is that like an apple liqueur or something?
An apple liqueur, yeah. So I started off by...
It's so clear.
Yeah, it's a French one, that one. You can use apple sours for this if you needed to, but...
Oh, man, it smells great.
Yeah, that one is amazing.
Shite. That smells really good. What is it? G.E. Masinzi.
I'm not too sure how to say that one.
So you just don't... you take the smart approach, mate.
Yeah, let you try
liqueur de pomme verte.
I think that means green apple.
Yeah,
that's what the picture on the front is, you know? Yeah,
it smells like classic green apple candy.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I love it when alcohol smells like candy.
It's great, isn't it?
It's fantastic.
I just added in some Rogue Society gin there.
The gin comes in a really classy-looking bottle, almost like a sort of suited-up gentleman.
It's a nice New Zealand one, that one.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Yeah, some chili vodka, also French. You can try and say that one if you want to.
Le piment de espelette. Duh.
Oh, nice.
How hot is this when you say chili?
It's not overpowering, it's more the flavours there.
Right, it's like chili chocolate, it's just for the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've muddled up some strawberries and a tiny bit of cucumber in my little shaker here.
Cucumber is, I don't like to eat it, but I do like what it does in cocktails now.
Yeah?
It's like a real, kind of freshens it up, just it kind of lightens it up a bit, eh?
Yeah, well that's the plan. Give me a quick little shake. Nice. I haven't actually tried this one yet, so hopefully it works.
Shit from the hip.
Yeah, man.
That's pretty BFM.
Yeah.
Oh, God, my computer's in the way. I can't see the glory.
Oh, mate.
Yeah, they look the glasses look real Lord of the Ringsy meets Prince of Persia. This is a meal. You've got the strawberries in there, you've got the whole fruit. This is like part of the 5+ a day. I do like it when a cocktail sort of ticks a few more boxes than just the drink itself. You know, you can kind of...
Yeah. One less thing you have to do later, eh? Nice, so double straight that into glass. I'm going to top it with a little bit of ginseng and ginger chai.
How have you been finding the chi adaptability for drinks?
It's been going a lot better than I thought it would, to be honest.
Yeah, I think it's been surprising a lot of people.
Yeah, very versatile. It's not something people really think to use.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Put the little...
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, hell, we got to get a picture of that.
Yeah, you're going to have to put something on the Facebook page there, eh?
Jesus, it's like a little genie with a hat on.
Underneath there, there's some sneaky strawberries.
Snap!
A little fruit salad for us to snack on.
Fuck it up.
Very nice. Oh, beautiful. There we go. So it tastes nice as well.
I just became a hand model, and now I'm looking at my fingernails. Mm.
Oh, it looks all right in the picture, mate, don't worry.
Good.
Yeah. Very nice.
Grab the whole thing. I almost want to give them, it's so cute, I want to give it a little name or something.
Yeah, I'm not very good with like naming things before I come here, am I?
Mate, we're not creative. We're not the creative team here, we're just...
Just get the job done, you know?
First with the nose. Great, it's great on the nose.
That's good. Good start.
Mmm. I think you should call this the Fruit Quarter Circle Punch.
That's a brilliant name.
Sweet.
Gotten it already.
Rad. I don't know where all the alcohol has gone. It slipped away.
Yeah, it sort of came together quite nicely there.
Yeah, it really has, man. It's kind of like an umami sort of flavor going on here, and there's like undertones. My brain can't understand.
From the ginseng and the ginger chi.
That chili vodka is tripping me out as well.
It's nice, eh? Yeah. Not too much heat, but you got all that flavor there.
Just excite the palate. We have a bit of the strawberry as well. I don't know if I've shared with everybody, but my parents have moved down to Cuddy Cuddy.
Oh, yeah?
And it sucks for me because they're all the way down there, but a lot of avocados. Avocados for days, all the strawberries you can eat.
Yeah. It's Mural Town, that one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not really amazing murals. It's, I don't know, Cuddy Cuddy, good on you. Good on you.
Good stuff.
Delish. Just having an apple now. Hey, old mate, with the apple tree, you're in, mate. There's a this is an apple drink. I've decided I'm going to start rating drinks via genres of music.
All right.
This is smooth jazz all day.
Smooth jazz
for sure.
Oh, mate.
Lady Hugh, you just waved goodbye, everyone. Please wave back. I'm assuming you're waving. Sorry for chewing, but, we all know what my name is. It's great. Fantastic.
Yeah.
But will you be serving this at Red Bar with all the trimmings?
Yeah. Well, why not? You got all the
Have you got enough of these types of glasses and stuff?
Yeah, you got a few of them. Mm-hmm. We'll make it work.
What else is trending on down at Red Bar these days?
So Alex is away, so we've got no fancy food tonight. We're still doing like standard food. And then we got Gabriela Gonzalez and Yama playing. It's going to be a bit of a Latin night.
I do love a name friends. With alliteration.
Yeah.
I'm partial to that.
I think that's, good job by our parents there, right? Yeah.
Yeah, my parents didn't really think that through.
Neither did mine. Oh, well.
I feel like, as well, people these days have the balls to change their name, whereas like when I was like young, it was like, just that's your name,
you just stick with it, eh?
Deal.
Persevere.
Hey, thank you kindly, brother. Thank you to Red Bar, of course, and thank you to Chi. Another splendid outing.
Yeah.
Really good, actually. You need to make that for Alex. I think he'll be like,
when he's back,
what are you building in there, kind of thing.
Sweet. Awesome, good to see you, man.
Right on, bro. I'll catch you guys later on down at the old joint.
Sounds good.
Yummy, yummy. That was Cocktail Corner, proudly sponsored by Red Bar and Chi.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.